W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A manhunt is over for the suspect accused of killing five in Cleveland, Texas.
38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, a Mexican national, was arrested in Montgomery County, Texas, and is being held on a $5 million bond after evading police since Friday. Authorities say he was found hiding in a closet. FBI Assistant Special Agent Jimmy Paul.
We just want to thank the person who had the courage and bravery to call in.
The tip came in at 5:15 p.m. The arrest was made without incident at 6:30. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Another former Minneapolis police officer has been found guilty for his role in the death of George Floyd. Tao Thao held people back while his colleagues restrained him. WCCO-TV legal contributor Joe Tamburino tells us this could set precedent for policing in the future.
Well, police officers have now a duty to pay attention to what the onlookers are saying. Must they stop what they're doing in order to talk to the onlookers and see what their concerns are? That's going to take a lot of manpower if that's the case.
Thousands of TV and film writers walked off the job and are now on strike. Writer David Slack explains why from the picket line in L.A.
I was on the picket lines in 2007 and 2008 when we struck for 100 days to gain coverage over the Internet. Had we not done that, every show and movie that you've seen on streaming services like Netflix, Hulu, Disney+, Amazon, all of that would be non-union.
Well, get ready for another interest rate hike. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger with details.
The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point to a new range for the Fed funds rate of 5 to 5.25%. The rationale is that even though the economy is slowing down, prices remain high, and that is why the Fed is most likely going to raise interest rates for the 10th consecutive time.
A McDonald's is in trouble for hiring kids to work. Here's correspondent Matt Piper.
More like not loving it. The Department of Labor says two 10-year-olds were working at a McDonald's in Kentucky. Officials say the children were not paid, yet sometimes worked as late as 2 a.m. and says they prepared and distributed food orders, cleaned the store, worked at the drive-thru window, and operated registers.
This is a horrific story. In Queensland, Australia, the body of a man who went missing while fishing has been found inside a crocodile. After a two-day search, police had to euthanize two large crocs. They found the remains of Kevin Darmody inside. His friends, who he was fishing with at the time, say while they didn't see the attack, they did hear him yell and then heard a loud splash right after. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit it.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, Only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the plant.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life. Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum tum tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the Taco Tuesday Happier Happy Hour. Ask the 14-year-old bartenders for the drink menus.
Only in Wisconsin.
And the appetizers at the happy hour. 14 will get you at least 20, Dom.
Oh, terrible.
Here in the state of Wisconsin, if you're joining us late, if you're just hopping in the car, or joining us from a market like KTNF, 950 AM, the progressive voice of Minneapolis and Minnesota, or perhaps WCPT, 820 AM, shout out to our Bears-loving friends. A Republican proposition in the great state of Wisconsin, 14-year-olds can serve drinks at the finer drunken establishments across the state of Wisconsin as long as you're seated, apparently.
Yes, teenagers between 14 and 17 allowed to serve alcohol to seated bar and restaurant customers under a bill being circulated by two Wisconsin Republican lawmakers.
As long as you've got enough chairs, all you need's a half a freshman class. You got your bar staffed out, Dom.
So it's currently 18 years old in order to serve under the supervision of a licensed server.
Can 14-year-olds, like when I go to the supermarket now and I try to, you know, buy some booze or whatever, and you go up to the counter and you realize you're dealing with the teenager and they got to call over the manager to ring up the booze.
Yeah, they punch their code in, ring up your booze. Happens all the time.
Now, could the 14-year-old do that? Hey, buy one extra for me.
Well, and you're standing at the grocery, at the checkout line. I'm not clear that, you know.
What if they provided me with the chair there?
If you're sitting at the grocery store, Curdy, you get away from the buffet, man.
What if I sat in a basket like the child sits? You know, that's where you ride when we go shopping. We're going to take a few more callers and then maybe throw out a few more topics. 844-967-2789. We've heard a few youth work stories. Dom, did you ever work in a bar as a teenager?
No, I did not. I worked on the farm.
I worked in a bar in La Crosse from age 18 on. I told him I was 21. I was not. And, you know, it was pretty above board-ish. I mean, I often got hammer drunk at work. I was the DJ up in the booth. So as long as I didn't say too much and expose myself as hammer drunk, tip your bartenders and waitresses. I try not to say too much, but I keep it hopping on the dance floor. That was my job. But 18, pretty much everyone in the bar was 18 when I was working there. I didn't feel too guilty breaking a few minuscule laws working.
Come on, man. I mean, I did not work in a bar, but as a Wisconsinite growing up out in the country, I did on occasion ride my bike to the local bar. You know, one of the bars that, you know, had like the house attached to it where a couple of the daughters were actually a year older and 2 years older than me. And
the house attached to the bar where this is some Hortonville stuff.
Area. Well, I don't want to, you know, yes, in that area, outside of the Fox Valley here in Wisconsin. So,
and they'd serve the local high school kids that ride in on their bikes.
I literally rode my bike down there. Yes, I rode my bike to the bar. That is a thing.
I mean, some people do that.
And have beer poured for me. Well, I tell you what. Obviously, it was 21. I wasn't even close to being of age. But I was respectful. You know, I learned a lot. You learn a lot when you're in places you're not supposed to be. Probably the only thing I did that would really push the buttons was, you know, these are country bars, and I always play like AC/DC, Back in Black, in the jukebox. But other than that, I learned how to play dice, learned how to play darts, learned how to play pool. 14, 15, 16 years old in a bar in Wisconsin. So, you know, we got that. That's the culture a lot of folks are talking about.
The only time I ever felt, you know, like I was in a bad position in a bar, although I did witness some sort of attempted murder. I had to go be a witness in a trial.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, DJ's got a little rise above. Actually, it was a glass throwing incident. Guy cut his femoral artery or something.
Oops.
Yeah, sort of a bad thing. Anyway, so let's get back to the callers. I was going to say something else, but the only time I really, really felt like I was in trouble, I was DJing a Chippendales style dance thing. And I mean, they just like handed me a tape and said, like, just play song 1, 2, 3, 7, 9, 3, 8, 7. And you know, by third song, I was blowing it up. I was screwing it up. And I thought I was going to get torn limb from limb by those horny housewives. They didn't want their good time wrecked. I'm just saying that, Tom.
I might have been excessive drinking. Put on the cufflinks and gone out and danced with them, Crudy.
You know, back then I could have pulled it off like Joey just Valentine.
Play some Brick House. If you ever want Crudy to dance, just play some Brick House. He'll shake that flat ass all over the place.
Shake my moneymaker. 844-967-2789. Dave from Mequon, I guarantee you were probably shaking your moneymaker in the bar at 14, weren't you?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. Actually, to be truthful with you, at Kohl's Food Store back in the day, so I'm dating myself, they had me as an assistant manager in the liquor department at 16.
At 16? and did you get to order the booze and stuff?
I mean, I think that's why Kohl's went out of business. Me, I threw them out of business. I don't know.
Now, were you giving them, Dave, were you giving some away out the back door? Like your buddies would roll up and you'd give them half a crate? No.
Because there was another, I mean, there was always a couple managers there. Now, if there wasn't a manager, you never know. Maybe that could have happened, but it didn't.
Dave, do you think this is appropriate legislation from our friends on the Republican side of the aisle? They want to let the 14-year-old kids serve your liquor in the bars. What could possibly go wrong, Dave?
So what I understood and what a couple of callers previous to me said, it's not actually behind the bar itself, physically behind the bar.
That's not clarified, though, serving, Dave.
Oh, from my understanding,
Al from the bar biz said, well, there would always be a licensed bartender and 18-year-olds can serve, but they never get behind the bar. It's always the licensed bartender. But that's not clearly what the reporting we have available says.
Okay. So if it's behind the bar, absolutely not. But if it's a kid that's serving food and they're just, you know, like the guy was saying about with the bowling alley and there's doing a pizza and a beer or whatever, you know, I don't see a problem with that.
Dave, let me ask you, why the distinction? What is it about being behind the bar versus in front of the bar?
Because behind the bar, I mean, obviously they're going to have to know how to do all sorts of mixed drinks and everything else. Just
Stop bartends. The guy can barely open a PBR cap.
Are you kidding me? Shot in a beer. It's the best thing I make. But that's a talent. That's a skill thing. You know, being a mixologist, pouring a good drink other than, you know, a Captain and Coke or a Jack and Coke, you know, the kind of drink where they don't tell you what's in it, like a Cosmopolitan or an old fashioned. I mean, those are skill things. And you got to be able to run the register, right? Presumably you got to be able to count. But those aren't learned skills. Anybody could do that with enough practice. So what is it specifically, if not those things, what else? What is it about being behind the bar versus, you know, being at the server's desk at the other side of the bar?
You actually do have to get a license. I mean, so there is, you know, I mean,
not if there's a licensed bartender on site, you do not.
I'm sorry?
If you have a licensed bartender on premise, you can have 18-year-olds right now serving drinks.
Could I serve you at the poker machines?
Well, okay. So what you're saying is, if they're there, so what they would have to do is they would give the order to the bartender, and the bartender then would have to make whatever drink and then give it to the kid that's, let's say, in this case, under 18.
And I'm sure the kid
on the tray, and then that would be it.
Dave, when I worked at the And I'm dating myself at the Dragon Restaurant in La Crosse. I hope it's not still owned by old man McDonald like it used to be. But when I would throw in my orders, I would add whatever I was hungry for and add that onto the order.
Oh, boy.
And then just bill, you know, the accurate to the guy. But, you know, I was taking a couple of...
Now, is that why they went out of business now, Crudy?
they fell off the truck,
because
you
were drinking too much... Drinking them under the table too much over there.
Crudy does love his Chinese, I'll tell you that.
Well, it was the food part. You know, I wasn't I wasn't robbing him on the liquor, but the egg rolls, man, I was walking out the back with plenty of egg rolls.
But Dave, it seems to me there's a push here by Republican groups and Republican lawmakers around the country to go after these kinds of laws. Do you think that this is appropriate? Are you okay with, you know, this Arkansas law where you can be on an assembly line at 16 years old?
You know, you would have to get a lot of training in order to do that. I mean, it depends on what kind of – I mean, you can't just throw them out there just to throw them out there. Obviously, there
is – Dave, when we were in college in La Crosse, there was a press place called Northern Engraving, and you would only work a four-hour shift, and here's how they trained you. They literally put you in, like, handcuffs so you couldn't stick your hand in the machine. So you couldn't screw it up, but you were shackled to your workstation, and they called it Northern enslaving amongst the employees.
Oh, no.
But I worked a double once. I worked a full 8 hours. Man, it felt like doing about 8 years in Rikers. It was the worst job ever. Well, I was like 19 at the time.
Let me tell you one thing, though. I will say this. So what I have noticed, and I'm not sure if this is in Madison, but I've already seen it a couple places in the Milwaukee area. One of them is a restaurant. It's out by where Mayfair Mall is, not too far from there. And they actually have those little robot servers that come out, and they actually drive out, and they have the drinks, and they got the food on there. And then you can take whatever off of there, and then, you know, sometimes maybe the waiter comes by and they will, you know, take some of the plates off there. But I am starting to see some of that now. Where
I will not be served by a robot, David. Because if I'm not happy with my, you know, steak cooked through, maybe it's medium, and I wanted medium well or something, who am I going to yell at and send it back to the chef?
Thanks for the call, Dave. You're already buying off of Amazon. It's basically a robot, man. And the checkout lines and the grocery stores.
Who says I use Amazon?
It's all coming.
Just for radio parts and only when necessary. And I don't know where they go when they come. More Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. Your phone calls could be next.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
How are you keeping your kids occupied this summer? River West Outdoor Educational Adventures offers activities featuring bike rides, canoeing, rock climbing, hiking, and more for kids in the greater Milwaukee area. They also offer these activities for adults, families, and groups.
This sounds awesome. How can we sign up?
To sign up or request more info, call River West Outdoor Educational Adventures at 414-263-4877. 414-263-4877.
Speaker Voss, I understand you don't have any children. Does that mean he's been possibly practicing
sex with
contraceptives?
What?
Or is he just less than a man? How do you go through the entire life three wives later and no chitlins?
Shooting blanks?
Perhaps.
Pull and pray.
Doubtful.
Not getting any.
Unlikely.
Unable to perform.
More likely.
Paying for it.
I hate to judge.
We don't judge here. We're the Devil's Advocate.
Listen to the Devil's Advocates live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 32. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 57. Lows level off around 36 tomorrow night. Warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Tell you a story about the house in blue.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm dying to share just one quick headline with you in the audience. Don't muzzle me, bro. Lawyer asked judge not to muzzle Trump in Manhattan hush money case. Some of the legal pleadings they're making today, I find them a little humorous, let's say, but I'll read for you. Lawyers for Donald Trump have asked the judge overseeing the Manhattan district attorney's hush money case against the former president not to muzzle him with a protective order proposed by the prosecution. The people have proposed what would be an unprecedented and extraordinarily broad muzzle on the leading contender for the presidency of the United States.
Yeah.
Maybe for the Republican nomination, but I think you're behind Joe Biden. Prohibiting President Trump from publicly discussing the evidence against him infringes on President Trump's constitutional right to make his case to the American people for why he should be elected president. Now, this comes from the lawyers, but you know who drafted it, right? You know who dictated this order?
Right.
And even when Trump talks about himself, you know he talks about himself in third person. Here is what the prosecutors wrote down. By contrast, this pattern, particularly given that the defendant is currently under federal investigation for his handling of classified materials, gives rise to a significant concern that the defendant will similarly misuse grand jury and other sensitive materials here. The Manhattan prosecutors, Tom, have asked for a protective order that would block Trump from disseminating evidence obtained during discovery in the case, pointing to the former president's history of attacking those involved in legal proceedings against him. Give him an inch. He'll, what, run you over? Shoot you on Fifth Avenue?
I mean,
take a yard?
Trump, I'm a little challenged by this one, because certainly you should be able to discuss whatever you want in your own defense, right? That's what I would want. But then, practically, as the prosecutors point out, look what Trump has done. Look how he has behaved. Look, he's gone after the prosecutors. He's gone after the judges.
He went after Michael Cohen. He went after Stormy Daniels. Both witnesses in the case. That's the thing.
Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels, all these other folks, they're all out there. They've already said their piece, right? Where's Trump's piece?
They're not criminally charged. He can go say his piece.
He was criminally
charged in a court of law.
Michael Cohen went to jail in part because of the hush money case.
Sure.
Yes. So, yes, he was criminally charged.
And they literally, if you'll remember the history of Michael Cohen, wrote his book or whatever, but if he what, got additional time under the Trump DOJ? Sort of a chilling prior restraint of his First Amendment rights, Dom?
Yeah, they picked him back up after he was released, right? Yeah, I mean, that was Trump. I mean, of course, but now it's, according to the Republicans, it's the Biden administration. It's the Democrats that are weaponizing the DOJ. You ever guys hear about Bill Barr?
Who's Bill right. Barr? 844-967-2789. Let's go back to our fair audience. John for Boas. How you feeling, John?
Hey, John.
Hi. I like your... can we talk about the Trump?
We can now. Go nuts.
Okay. I'm going to read you something from Black's Law Dictionary.
Okay.
And you tell me what the... Tell me what the answer is. The offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance.
Seditious conspiracy.
Treason consists of two elements. Oh. Adherence to the enemy and rendering him aid in comfort.
January sounds like treason to me, man.
Well, you already told us the word, John. You got ahead of me, or I tried to get ahead of you, and you said treason. So you've defined the word and given us the word. You've solved the mystery.
Because he was in bed with the Russians.
Yeah, I think treason would be a hard argument to make legally. I mean, I think there are some legal arguments for obstruction of justice. The Mueller report certainly was incomplete because they couldn't investigate the collusion, the cooperation between Trump and the Russians. But whether he did so, whether he betrayed his country to the Russians, not purely, I would say, through his elective campaign. Now, whether or not he sold them some trade secrets with the Mar-a-Lago documents, I don't know yet, John. But I don't see him as treasonous. A lot of words I would use.
But he tried to overthrow the government of which he is a head. I mean, that is like part of the definition, John. Wouldn't that, I mean, how does John, that not apply would be my question.
But John, you're talking about the 2016 and the relationship with Russia, right? Is that what you're describing? Enemies of the state?
And January 6th.
Yeah.
Well, I would distinguish between those two acts. I certainly think that Trump participated in a seditious conspiracy. Whether or not it was of a treasonous nature, it was certainly insurrection. It was certainly a crime. And why the man has not been charged yet, I don't know. But John, appreciate you listening. We nitpick sometimes. Treason. A little strong for my taste.
It is, and it's tough, and it's really, and I don't say it lightly, man. And I've had this conversation recently, and I'm having it more often. I mean, given the headwinds, and
should Trump be put to death for his actions?
Everything is as bad as you think it is, right? Let's just assume that. I think Trump's a POS, and I think he's guilty of all these things. Does it amount to? Does it come at a minimum seditious conspiracy? But yes. if it meets the requirements and the clauses and the definitions and the standards of treason, damn. I mean, we need to really look in the mirror and figure out how we're going to go forward as a society. Because Trump's a POS, and he might be treasonous.
I disagree. He is a POS. I agree on that. I agree with that fact summary, but I disagree with the charge of treason. I think that'd be overcharging. I think your prosecutorial discretion would give him life in prison. Talk about treason, man. You gonna hang him high? You gonna hang Donald Trump?
This is what I'm saying. If you're convicted of treason, what happens? He said it. You know, I mean, the projection from the Republicans is right there. All you gotta do is listen.
I don't see it. Well, I see the projection. I see the treasonous Republicans, but I don't see the charge. Stick it. Come back, more Devils.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A four-day manhunt is over. A suspect has been arrested, accused of killing five in Cleveland, Texas on Friday. U.S. Marshal Joe Ruiz de Chavez.
This is a very sad time for the victims, and I hope that this will bring them some comfort and they could grieve.
Some Hollywood actors are showing their solidarity with striking writers by joining them on the picket line. Rob Lowe showed up outside Paramount Pictures.
I came out to support the writers because we're, as actors, we're only as good as the writing we get. And my son is on the picket line today.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger tells us interest rates are likely going up again.
Since March of 2022, the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates for 9 consecutive meetings. They're expected to do it a 10th time.
The Fed's expected to raise rates by a quarter of a percentage point. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the 6th season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is The Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Mondays, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin Uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through the Tuesday Happier Happy Hour. One last thought on the underage workers at bars, Tom.
Yes.
Could we have 14-year-olds working in the legal cannabis industry?
Mm.
Perhaps at distribution points, as long as their customers were seated.
Well, we don't have legal weed in Wisconsin, so we don't have to worry about that quite yet.
Well, we do have legal cannabis under both federal and state law. There are a lot of Delta 8 sort of derivatives. You know, some would call it near beer, but...
Yeah. Right. No, thank you. But yes, but why not? If it applies to serving intoxicants, might as well be all of them, right?
Well, the place next door here, we got a little, you know, heady shop kind of place, Herbal Aspect, my friend Alan Robinson. And they've got a standard, 21 or older to enter the joint. Can't walk in. But you can go hang out in a bar at 14, serve your friends. You know, as long as they're there with their folks. Anyways, Dom, I got a headline. Now, we here in the great state of Wisconsin are well aware of who Dick Uihlein is. But there's a headline over at the Ohio Capital Journal. They're just learning about the malfeasance of the billionaire Uihlein's. I want to share some of this reporting with you, our fair audience.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Why is a fat cat in Illinois trying to influence lawmaking in Ohio that attempts to destroy the ability of citizens to amend their constitution? Good question. Kind of goes right to the heart of the phony Republican argument for making it near impossible to pass citizen initiatives in the state to protect the Ohio Constitution from meddling outside influences. Yet here we are on the cusp of the Ohio House Republicans possibly approving their legislative initiative to change the century-old standard for passing state constitutional amendments from a majority to a vote of 60% threshold. A super rich guy two states away is putting big money on passage of anti-voter measures in the state house. And you probably never heard of this guy, but our fans have, Dom, because we talk about Dick Uihlein. He funds a lot of the bad stuff and a lot of the bad candidates here in the state of Wisconsin, like Dan Kelly, Supreme Court candidate, and Kevin Nichols. And I think he stuck some money in the Tim Michaels campaign. And of course, your buddy Ron Johnson. All grandiose recipients of the billionaire Uihlein money. But the Chicago area shipping supplies magnate and Skona beer company that made Milwaukee famous is a right-wing sugar daddy. The German-American billionaire and his wife Liz are the Midwest version of the Koch brothers. A ProPublica report details the family generational history of pouring millions into far-right causes and candidates. Uihlein's father gravitated to the ultra-conservative political groups in the 1960s, including the John Birch Society, and supported politicians who embraced segregation. His son leaned into MAGA extremism. Uihlein, who prefers to fly under the radar when he bankrolls campaigns, was exposed by the Daily Beast as one of the anonymous billionaires in MAGA gear writing large checks to groups trying to overturn the 2020 election. He was reportedly one of the biggest financial supporters of the January 6th rally. Now, an earlier caller asked us, is Donald Trump treasonous? That seems like a big term, but setting that aside for a minute. How about the guy that funds January 6th? How about Dick Uihlein? What is his criminal exposure? Is he part of a seditious conspiracy? If he funded this conspiracy, they say follow the money,
to
right?
Overthrow, to put down, to destroy by force or wage war against the government, to forcefully oppose government authority, to seize, take, or possess any U.S. property. That sounds like sedition to me.
Dominic, back to the Uihlein's. You know, we've got many titles for them. Dick and Liz were the biggest Republican donors in the 2022 midterms, period. The bulk of their largesse went to election deniers in the country or political action committees, including super PACs that either directly backed their candidates or funded enterprises pushing false election claims. The heir to the Schlitz Brewing fortune doled out a ton of cash to underwrite groups that promoted the big lie and supported some of the most notorious allies of the disgraced ex-president. It is this GOP mega donor who has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on state and federal politics in the past decade, fighting taxes, unions, abortion rights, transgender ideology, and critical race theory, who now wants to use his wealth against Ohio voters. Well, Buckeyes, welcome to the party, as Dom said. He's been doing it in the Badger State for some time.
The Illinois plutocrat is bankrolling a brand new super PAC in Ohio that can spend unlimited amounts of his dough to shut down our voice in the state. Uihlein funneled over $1 million to his political action committee and its primary benefactor, according to the Columbus Dispatch, helping the billionaire create his spending vehicle in our state to undermine our only recourse around an undemocratic legislature is a Cincinnati attorney with a history of running dark money organizations for anti-abortion organizations and activists on the Christian right, reports Cleveland.com. Well, there you go. Those conspiring to shut down the people's views on abortion rights, fair legislative districts, higher minimum wage, common sense gun reform, etc., are marshaling forces with an out-of-state hard right, Daddy Warbucks. Uline's deceptively named Save Our Constitution PAC, isn't that what they always do, started launching bizarre ads in southern Ohio. The targeted blast aimed to pressure reticent Ohio House Republicans to approve an August ballot initiative that stifles the capacity of Ohioans to amend their constitution with a supermajority vote and punishing new requirements for ballot signatures. In 30-second videos, dark shadowy images of Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and AOC flash as a narrator urges lawmakers to save Ohio's constitution from a radical liberal takeover before it's too late. Wait, what? The speaker warns that the clock is ticking and conservatives across Ohio are demanding action of key lawmakers, insert Speaker Jason Stevens here. Republicans' holdouts have the power to stop them, the ad intones. Pepsi and Company, question mark? And vote with conservatives, or else Uline's super PAC threatens to keep score of GOP legislators tempted to stand up for Ohio voters. In its sparse website, which screams that Ohio's constitution is under attack, promises the PAC will be scoring this vote coming up in the Ohio House on the proposed constitutional change. We will ensure that Ohio voters in 2024 are informed about legislators who say yes to this and those who oppose it or prevent it from being brought to a vote. Ironically, the webpage funded by deep pockets pushing special interests declares that, quote, our constitution has been hijacked by special interests, unquote. Talk about projecting. What the GOP moneybags in Chicago is trying to do with his Ohio campaign to save our constitution from us is nothing short of a radical conservative takeover of power from every Ohioan Republican and Democrat. In that world, the majority no longer exists. White nationalism does. The extremist minority seizes power. Opposing views are silenced. A big lie promoter buying his way into Ohio politics to subvert our right of self-governance is no champion of democracy. The corrupt state house Republicans on the verge of passing a sinister assault on Ohio voters via a sneaky summertime election are not on your side. Neither is the right-wing rubber stamp in the governor's office. The clock is indeed ticking. Pay attention or let a fat cat in Illinois call the shots on your life in Ohio. The Ohio Capital Journal, Mary Lou Yohannick reporting, and Crudy, again, we know this cat. Welcome to the party, Ohio.
This has been our reality, right? Right-wing sugar daddies, billionaires funding malfeasance, bad governance, and really not putting forth the will of Wisconsin voters. I mean, hell, the guy doesn't even live in our state. But he funds most of the Republican campaigns that roll through the state, especially the losing ones. I mean, Dick Uline's really got a bad track record, but maybe it's the extremism he supports and the kind of candidates that would want that sort of support. Well, you know, they're not often electable in generals.
Well, and look at what happens here. You know, the Republicans and the megas and these hard right white nationalists, you know, conservatives, they're losing and they continue to lose. So what do? They attack the machinations of the election. They move the goalposts. Hell, if you want to have a state constitutional amendment in Ohio, it used to be 50% plus one. No, now they're going to raise it to a 60% threshold. Why? Because too many of you people are not doing what the minority Republican megas want you to do. So what do? Well, they just change how the game is played. I call it moving the goalposts. And what it really does is show you just how desperate the megas and the Republicans are. They know they got a lot of money. They'll try to wind out the clock. They'll do whatever they can, but Gen Z isn't putting up for it. They continue to show up, and this is what you're projecting. This is what you're showing the young voters. This is how you do it. I just don't think that's a winning message. And Uline's got lots of money, but they only got two votes.
Dominic,
8-4-9-6-7-2-7-8-9.
Who cares about two votes when you got billions? You got billions, man. You can have an outsized amount of free speech.
Sure, but if everyone shows up, doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Dominic, some of the couple's contributions, our friend Matt Rothschild and company over at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, tell us. Some of the couple, the Uline's contributions, went to the campaigns of several ultra-right-wing members of Congress and big lie proponents who claimed the 2020 presidential election was rigged, including Republican reps. And when the indictments start coming down, see if this is not a who's who of the right. Indicted. Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar of Arizona, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Mo Brooks of Alabama, Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina. What a fine group this makes. Richard Uihlein also contributed $2.5 million to Super PAC, Team PAC, that supports disgraced U.S. Senate candidate and former Missouri Governor Eric Grittens. Grittens resigned as governor in 2018 following allegations he had sexually assaulted his hairstylist. So, alleged in 18, ran for Senate and supported by the Uihleins thereafter. In the 2020 election cycle, the Uihleins spent $75 million to back federal GOP candidates, committees, and outside electioneering groups that disclosed their fundraising and spending. That outlay made the Uihleins the fourth largest donors in that cycle. Did we mention they were the largest donors, period, in the 2022 midterms, Dom? There's more like that. They back a lot of Republicans. Here are a few of the recipients of the Uihlein Grandiose. Why, Republican Assembly Campaign Committee, $1.31 million. Former Gubernator Scotty Walker, $319,500. Committee to elect the Republican Senate, $167,000. Rebecca Clayfish, former Lieutenant Governor, $60,200. Brian Hagedorn, $40,000. Well, they snuck that one through. Hagedorn is on the court. Dan Kelly, not so much.
not anymore.
Bell Kelly without two L's, right, Dom? 844-967-2789. So the Uihleins will continue to update you on where they're putting their dirty, dirty money.
And apparently now they're focusing on Ohio.
Mike from Cedarburg, welcome. What do you got for us, Michael?
Hey, Mike.
I just got a question. I mean, the Republicans for years are targeting the younger voters with keep them scared, starved, and stupid. Now they got to keep them drunk, too.
Well, it makes it easier to keep them stupid. Fat, drunk, and stupid is way to go through life, son, but, you know, it keeps them stupid, doesn't it?
I do have one real question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do you guys pay CJ?
No. No, we sometimes think the Republican Party does, but then we see him at events, and he shows up sometimes. He's a real guy.
You mean he's that stupid for nothing? You got to be kidding me.
Hey, he does that for freebie.
He does. I think he looks at himself perhaps as, you know, a pot stirrer, Mike. You know,
an agent of chaos.
FCC word. You know what I mean?
Well, you did say one thing that shocked me, though. Drinking beer in lacrosse when you're 18. Shocked, I tell you. Shocked. I can't believe that.
There's gambling going on here? I didn't even know. This is terrible. I'm shocked, I tell you.
Mike, the local place where we'd get the half barrels, they would accept my checks as a deposit on the half barrel and the gear you'd need to tap it.
Checks.
But, of course, yeah, I'd write a check. I'd hate when they cash them. Come back, more devils. Don't cash my post-dated third-party check till next month.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Two overnight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 57 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 36 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-60s. Chance for scattered showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. Time flies when you're having fun, but you can still join us. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I have at least one more story for you and the audience's consideration. Woman threw a drink on Matt Gaetz. Got arrested. The headline here at the Raw Story Plus: Florida author arrested and charged with battery for throwing a drink at Matt Gaetz. Now, do you think it was a 14-year-old?
That's what happens when you overserve, you know, the people.
The 14-year-old didn't get her tuition money from the right. Congressman, if you know what I'm saying.
Terrible.
Florida feminist author has been charged with battery after she threw a drink at GOP rep Matt Gaetz during a wine festival this weekend, according to the New York Post. Selena J. Chambers, 41, and she does seem a little bitter in the mugshot, Dom.
Well, it is a mugshot.
Did Tom DeLay, yours? No. No, usually I'm a little bitter in my mugshots. I've had at least two. Selena J. Chambers, 41, was charged with one count of battery on an elected official and one count of simple battery. Chambers reportedly cursed out Gaetz and his wife, he's married, before throwing her drink at him. She then flashed him the middle finger as she was walking away. A witness who was standing next to Gaetz was also struck by the drink. Chambers claimed to police that she had slipped and dropped her drink, accidentally getting it on Gaetz, who says he plans to press charges. I will never allow the safety of Northwest Floridians to be compromised.
That is that what it was?
That must safety? Be. I will be pressing charges against this individual in order to uphold the civility of our community deserves. Thank you to the Walton County Sheriff's Office for taking swift action and not charging me on any of my prior crimes. Alleged. Chambers has been released on a $1,000 bond. Signature or cash, Dom?
Cash is king. 844-967-2789. While I do not, and I do not, and I know there was a here in the state of Wisconsin, someone poured a beer over Speaker Robin Voss's head at one time. I discourage those actions. But I do have to say, if you are a total D-bag, you know, you might have some beers thrown on you. I'm just saying.
You ever had a beer thrown on you, Dom?
No, I don't think so.
Slapped in a bar?
No.
I'm a
pretty cool cat, man.
No drinks, but slapped.
Was it deserved?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, what are you going to do? It's a lesson learned, perhaps.
It was really like my girlfriend's roommate who knew I had it coming. Like, I helped her through the crowd, and then she got to me, and then she slapped me. And like, oh, I guess I had that coming. Good times.
I think there's more to the story than that. Good story.
There might be. I can't tell that story. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, how you feeling?
Hey, Mark.
Well, feeling okay. I just can't believe these Republicans, 14-year-olds working in a bar. I mean, 14-year-olds working, you know, past hours anyway. I mean, you expect these kids to maintain their grades and be working, you know, more than... it just is ridiculous.
Who cares about the grades? Get me another double.
But how about a 14-year-old girl who is, where somebody pinches her on her bottom? Right. And, I mean, that's a sexual assault. And too bad.
On a minor.
Sad.
I mean, a sexual assault is, for someone who's of age, but that becomes even creepier.
And you go to jail and just creepy, and you go to jail, and that it is just putting minors in a really bad spot. I mean, it is just a...
Mark, but this is a trend. And again, I got to repeat it. Iowa in April, the Senate passed a measure that would allow children as young as 14 to work night shifts and 15-year-olds to work on assembly lines. In Arkansas, they also eliminate work permits and age verification for workers younger than 16. You're younger than 16? We don't need a permit. We don't need age verification.
And then these states want to lower the age of consent. I mean, it is just. I don't know. I'm grasping for words without swearing right now, because these guys need a swift kick someplace in their man parts, because it is just ridiculous that these people are doing this kind of thing. If we want to have the labor in this country, do it the way we did, have always done it, is let's allow more immigrants to come into this country and increase our labor force here.
Yeah, but that's not how we always did it, Mark. Some of those young immigrant kids with their little thin fingers, they were really good in some of those, you know, workshops, because they got the little hands. They're the best workers. They can get their little arms into the machines. You know, big guys like Crudy, it's hard for them to do. I mean, let's be realistic. Over the course of human history, labor has not been, let's call it, taken care of very well.
Now,
so having child labor laws, having the 40-hour work week, right, weekends off, all that kind of stuff that the unions gave us, that is a relatively new thing. Relatively new? And what are the Republicans, what are the MAGA doing? They're trying to unwind all of those successes.
Dom, I know it's late in the show to start a new topic, but I think I told you. I'm not accepting robotic drinks. I will not do self-checkout. And, like, I've gone to McDonald's.
Will you stand in a line and wait for someone to check you out versus checking out yourself
absolutely.
To save time?
I don't work
there. So you waste your own time on a principle to have someone else check you out.
Yes, I do that.
My time is more valuable than that.
Well, I got nowhere to go. You know, if I'm at the grocery store, I'm just heading home to cook some dinner, right? You know, so I would rather have the personal interaction rather than, you know, screwing it up three times and have to have the lady come over and re-ring my items anyways, you know, because I'm not a great self-checker.
You can't scan the barcode, man.
You know, I really would rather be supportive of human employees, because at some point, if it's all self-checkout, I went to a McDonald's or some crappy place recently. My wife likes the soda. So anyways, I go there. Can't order at the counter any longer. Got to order from the kiosk.
Kiosk, yeah.
I'm like, well, then I don't freaking need any. You know, seriously, I'm not going to do that.
I get it. But it's not. Listen, I appreciate that, and certainly want to support people who actually hire human beings. Come on, man, we've been getting automated since our entire life.
Well, that doesn't mean I'm going to advance the robots that are going to take over.
You use a spreadsheet, but you don't pull out the old binder with all the lines on the piece of paper. So you're fine with
ask my accountant.
Yeah, come on, man. It's everywhere around you. Why? What is it about the checkout that seemingly you draw the line?
Because A, I don't work there. It's not my job to check this stuff out. And B, if everyone goes to the self-checkout, guess what? That lady or that man doesn't work there either. And I don't want to bag my groceries. I always put the stuff in the wrong order. I never plastic up the meat and it's dripping on the rest. There are people that have better skills than I do. I'm great at this. You know, you got to be great at something. I'm great at, you know, talking trash on the radio.
You talk a lot of trash on the radio, man. You are good at that. I'll give you that.
Bagging my own groceries or even checking them out.
The heaviest stuff on the bottom. That's how you do it.
Well, but you know,
the booze separate, and have, if you have two bottles, you put a paper bag in between them.
You know, well, that seems quite complicated. You're going to have to write that down. Give me some directions. Call me, though. Don't text it to me. Not like the kids today.
Oh, you know, I'm texting? Like
the. I'm okay with texting, but I prefer a phone call. Not from you, per se, but others that I like to talk to.
Give me a TikTok, Crudy.
I don't even do the TikTok. You know, I don't want
the kids off my lawn.
I don't want the Chinese government to learn all my secrets. Through their TikTok.
Every credit card company and every other service already has access to that. So good luck with that.
What's a credit card? I do have one or two of those. Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Keep it locked right here. Civic Media. Busted Pencils. Educated Educators Talking Education at 7. Native Roots Radio. Our friend just saw him. Robert Pilot. He's here in Madison. He's doing a live show coming soon. Stick around.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.